This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to go direct to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and check in with one of our regular contributors, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're going to be talking about some recent product unveils. We haven't caught up with Paul since the New York happenings. And of course, we'll talk about all the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, shoot me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, or as a backup, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, lots of stories happening, and who better to tell us all about the latest from the Motor City and around the world than esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau and contributor to NPR Radio as well, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome, and thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Bob, good to be with you on what here in Detroit is a snowy, snowy April morning.
Well, there you go. Having grown up in Boston, I remember one time when I was in high school, it snowed in May, and we actually got the day off.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. For all our listeners in other places, I'm jealous right now of the warm weather.
Well, let's talk about one of these stories that just keeps on giving. Before we talk about products, let's talk about Volkswagen and what seems to be the never-ending saga of the recalls and the scandal of involving diesel technology.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch this. I can't imagine. Well, I should say I know a bunch of people over there, and I do have a sense of how frustrating it is for them. Here's a company that has been struggling to try to get past this disaster that they of their own making created when they pulled off a bit of a scam, stuck software into the engine control computers to try to get their polluting diesels past U.S. emission standards. Well, problem is they can't sell any of those diesels in the U.S. That I think, unless I'm wrong, there's not a single diesel not only sold by VW, but also by the Audi and Porsche brands that can be sold in the U.S. right now. And that's one reason why VW sales fell 10% last month, at a time when the rest of the U.S. auto industry was doing pretty darn well.
Very true, Paul, and certainly, you know, for those of us who have had the opportunity to drive these vehicles, I mean, they were, you know, to put it positively, they were quite delightful. I mean, they had lots of power, great fuel economy, great driving dynamics, and they were good vehicles, and no wonder the sales have dropped, because this is a major loss in the portfolio of the Volkswagen brand.
Yeah, it really is. At one point, before this whole mess occurred, diesels accounted for about 25% of the sales in the U.S. of the Volkswagen brand, a little bit less over at Audi, and Porsche never had a huge percentage of its vehicles running on diesel, but you could get diesel in a number of vehicles, including the Porsche Cayenne and the Porsche, if I remember, Bob, Porsche Panamera as well.
That is very true, Paul. Another story that keeps on giving, we've been following it for a year or more at the DetroitBureau.com, and that is Takata, the airbag maker. What's the latest with the folks at Takata?
Well, for those who aren't really familiar with what's going on here, the Takata is a major supplier of airbag inflators. Those are the things that basically explode in a crash when they're triggered by the sensors in the vehicle, and they inflate the bag instantly, far faster than you could ever imagine seeing. The problem is that they had a design defect. Originally, it was thought to be just a manufacturing problem. Pretty much now, everybody is accepting the idea that it has to do with the chemical that they use to inflate those bags, something called ammonium nitrate. This is a very high explosive material. In fact, it was, for many terrorists around the world, it was a very popular, easy-to-make explosive device. And unfortunately, it's proven to be much more unstable, and the older the vehicles get, the fear is, the more likely it is that these airbag inflators could explode, when triggered improperly, much too aggressively. And if that happens, it can send shrapnel flying into the passenger compartment. It's been blamed for about 10 deaths worldwide, almost all of them here in the U.S. And we've seen, Bob, help me on this. I believe the number is about 25, or is it up to 30 million vehicles recalled in the U.S. so far?
I think it's knocking on the door of 30 now, Paul.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that neighborhood. The problem is that while we're pretty sure that there is a problem with the inflators that were produced in a particular time in two particular North American plants, there's growing concern that any Takata airbag inflator using this chemical, ammonium nitrate, might be at risk as the vehicle ages of misfiring. And if that's the case, basically NHTSA and the auto industry, as well as Takata, well, they're all conferring now to try to decide whether they need to recall all Takata airbag inflators. And if we're talking about that, we're talking about a number that could increase, fivefold over the number of recalls we've had now. The cost for Takata would be devastating. That company is already struggling to survive. And nobody knows exactly what it could be, but we're talking about tens of billions of dollars in terms of the cost for replacing all of these, never mind the inconvenience for motorists around the country.
And certainly it is inconvenient to have to bring your vehicle back to the repair facility, to your dealership for recalls like this, but for the most part, Paul, if you look at recalls, I mean, automakers have been kind of proactive in recent times because of lawsuits and such, but when you compare recalls of a decade ago compared to recalls of 2016. For the most part, automakers are doing a good job of bringing product to market finished these days. Unlike you and I, who have been around this business for a long time, there was...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. with a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust. With four different gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City. Speaking of the Motor City, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, one of our regular contributors, is with us live here. And that means a golden opportunity for you on the other side of the radio. If you would like to ask a question of Paul, or if you have a comment, or if you're in the market for a new vehicle and would like to throw a few potential candidates at Paul and myself, we would love to talk with you folks. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. My website, autoworldradio.com, is currently being updated significantly, and I'll tell you more about that next week. It should be done, and should be have some really cool things to talk about. But before the break, and before we get into talking about product, we were talking about product recalls. We started out talking about the Volkswagen scandal, the TDI, the diesel scandal, and then moved on to Takata and the airbags, and then in general talking a little bit about how proactive the automakers have been in recent times in making sure that they're recalling things before they become a problem or a potential lawsuit. But historically, if you look back at the way vehicles are manufactured today compared to years ago, we certainly have seen a vast improvement. Paul, give us some more of your comments on this.
Well, I want to get to the issue of the consumer side of the recall issue. One of the biggest problems, Bob, is that a lot of folks are simply not getting vehicles repaired even when they receive recall notices. Now, one of the challenges that the industry itself faces is that a lot of times, especially on older vehicles, like some of those decade-old vehicles with the GM, the defective GM ignition switch or the Takata airbag, it can be difficult for the industry to find who the owner is because, you know, these vehicles may have changed hands three or four times. But I would bet if I were to ask listeners to raise their hands and say how many have gotten recall notices, probably about 80% have on one vehicle or another over the last X years received a recall notice. Now I'll ask the same people, how many of you have gone back and had all the recalls repaired? And I'll bet you that if I asked how many of you have had all recalls repaired, probably only 20% of listeners have actually gone back and had every recall notice followed up on. And this is a problem. Now, sometimes the recalls are minor. It may be just a little sticker that has to go in the door jamb on the driver's side to tell you the correct inflation rate of your tires. Other times it can be things that can cause your vehicle to totally come to a complete stop in the middle of high-speed traffic. Pretty deadly situation. And a lot of times people don't respond to seemingly minimal recalls like those stickers. Well, here's the thing. You may recall, Bob, when we had, 1,000 deaths, was it? It was some obscene number. Died in the exploding tire problem with the Ford Explorers. Remember that, the Firestone tires decades
sure.
back?
Yep.
That had to do with improper inflation. So the fact is, even something that seemingly is not important, like a warning sticker that tells you the proper inflation on your tires, well, guess what? You don't inflate properly, you may have your tire blow out, and you could be killed. Not just injured, killed. And your family could die, too. Let's get blunt. Let's get serious about it. This is a recall. Get your car repaired. And unfortunately, even the most serious recalls, Bob, only about 70% of people are taking their vehicles back. You're risking the lives of yourself and your family and your friends every time you fail to go to a recall, even if it seems insignificant. People die in all of these problems. Get them fixed.
Very well said, Paul, and so true. I mean, very much a problem, very neglected. Lots of folks, like you say, with vehicles being sold in the used car marketplace, don't necessarily get these recalls, but they need to be proactive, and they need to do research online and find out if their vehicle has been properly taken care of.
Let me interrupt you there, because here's something really good. NHTSA did enact a new rule about a year ago, and you now can find out. There's no excuse anymore to say, oh, I didn't get the notice. Oh, I didn't know that. I bought the car used. Guess what? It's easy to find your VIN. First of all, just go to your registration. You don't have your registration handy, look in the window over the driver's side on the windshield. You'll find your VIN, vehicle identification number. All your listeners are smart enough to know exactly where that is and what it is. Good. Now go inside, put it into your computer or your smartphone, and go to either the manufacturer's site or safercar.gov, and you can find whether or not your vehicle is subject to a recall. Any recall that's ever been done on that car will be in there. I believe you may be able to check also, and I apologize, I'm not sure. I think you can check to see if the manufacturer has recorded it as repaired, but if not, your dealer will be able to tell you if that repair has been made. And remember, recalls are free. Yes, it takes some time, but they could save your life. It's free. Go do the recalls. It's easy to check. Make sure you haven't missed something, and then get it fixed.
Let's talk about the upcoming new model from Tesla. It's smaller and certainly quite a bit less expensive model than we've seen with the crossover, as well as the very popular and quite pricey Model S. This new Tesla, Paul, I understand the Model 3 has got an awful lot of advance orders already.
Yeah, supposedly they are up to about 200,000, maybe even farther. Now, Bob, orders is...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thanks for being here. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and Paul offers just a tremendous service, 100% free of charge. You can log on anytime, 24 hours a day. I was looking at it at 3 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, today. So it's out there and available. But in addition to that, Paul's got all kinds of feeds, RSS feeds, and you can subscribe to all kinds of goodies. Tell everybody all about it, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. We cover the industry like a glove, everything from news to views, reviews, spy shots, everything you want. And it is all free, no matter how you like it. Go to the site, thedetroitbureau.com. Sign up for one of our emails. We'll send you a note every time we post a story, if that's what you like, or daily, weekly, even monthly. And, of course, we do have RSS and Twitter feeds as well. All free. All the time.
Before we talk about some new product unveiled in New York and perhaps some drives that you've been on recently, I want to talk a little bit about the future of racing. You've got a great story up about a vehicle known as the Robo Car, and this is a race car without a driver, and kind of reminds me going back in time again. 20 plus years ago, I remember somebody once fantasizing that the game of football got so violent and players got so big that eventually that they were replaced by robots and that we wouldn't be looking at real human beings playing football anymore, and that way we would eliminate the serious injuries. But this is certainly a way to eliminate the serious injuries of motorsports and and add really a totally different dimension as well.
You know, it's interesting, Bob. I had the conversation just the other day with somebody about how motorsports has changed, and one of the things that has changed so much is safety. Obviously, there are some small series that it can be a little bit risky, but when's the last time you've heard of somebody killed in Formula One or Indy or NASCAR? Yeah, there have been some in recent years, but it used to be that it was a daily occurrence. A race day occurrence. We expected one or two or three, even four people to die. That is the positive side. We're seeing a lot less. And interestingly enough, it's a case where the technology that we've seen in the car has also translated into a lot of we're seeing on the road now. So it's helping make our daily drivers safer. Well, interestingly enough, we're hearing a lot about the move towards putting autonomous vehicles on the road. And we're going to see autonomous vehicles on the racetrack before then. You may recall the Formula E, the battery car series, that was spun off by FIA, same people that, you know, managed the Formula One series. And that's been gaining popularity. It's pretty cool. I saw the race down in Miami just last year. Well, they're going to have a secondary event before each of those races, and it's going to be called the Robo Race. And it will be 10 teams, each fielding two cars, and they will be fully autonomous. The vehicles will be identical, and you have to look at the pictures. We have it on the DetroitBureau.com. You have to look at the pictures to see what it's like. Because, interestingly enough, the cars were designed by the same guy that did the light cycle for the movies, the various Tron movies. A guy by the name of Simon. He's a European designer who's done a lot of stuff for Bugatti and various Volkswagen brands, among other things. Really cool, bizarre cars. Look like they're out of sci-fi. And they are, except the technology is becoming very real. We should see the first Robo Race sometime in the 2016-2017 series along the same circuit as the Formula E races.
Interesting question here. This one comes in from Carl, listening in New Hampshire. And Carl says he believes he read or saw a quote from you about Chevrolet, and in particular General Motors, losing a huge amount of money on every Volt that is sold, not just a few $100s, but several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, and he would like a little clarification on that, Paul. Did you cover that story?
Yeah, I have. I'm not sure if he's referring to a story I've written about Chevy's electrified vehicles or Tesla. Tesla has been losing, by various estimates, about $6,000 to $8,000 for every Model S that's built. And the Model X, which is their new electric SUV, isn't doing much better. Now, their volumes are low, and they claim a lot of their losses have to do with the money they're putting into the development of the Model 3, which, you know, isn't ready yet. But there's very little doubt that the auto industry in general is losing a lot of money, on every electric vehicle out there. Sergio Marchionne made the point about a year or two ago where he, in his inimical fashion, told potential buyers, don't buy the Fiat 500e because I lose $20,000 in every one of them I build. And yeah, and unfortunately for him, they took him serious. The sales haven't been very good. Now, part of that is just simple economics, Bob. You know, when you're talking about sales that are, you know, measured in the hundreds or thousands rather than the tens and hundreds of thousands, you don't have economies of scale. And the technology is still expensive because it's new. But I'll give you a sense of how things have changed. The new Chevy Bolt with a B, that's the battery electric vehicle that's coming out later this year, you know, over a year ahead of the Model 3 Tesla, by the way. The batteries in there cost about $145 a kilowatt hour for the cells alone. At the beginning of the decade, those same batteries would have cost about $1,000. So what does that translate into? Well, if you have 60 kilowatts on board, kilowatt hours on board, you're spending about a little less than $9,000 for the batteries, just the batteries themselves, right? Those same batteries, if that car was built at the beginning of the decade, would have cost $60,000. And you couldn't have sold the car for that much. And the Chevy Volt with a V, the same way. When it first came out, the batteries were insanely expensive, about the same. And now they've dropped for the second generation quite a bit, which will, especially if GM can get some volume out of the new Volt, the second generation, they'll lose a lot less money and at some point could start to actually break into the black with a car.
Let's talk, I want to talk about product, but I got to talk to you a little bit about trends with sales. I mean, we continue to see record numbers. We continue to see great sales figures month after month, but we're also beginning to see signs of some trouble, leasing problems, people stretching financing to, you know, even as much as 10 years. I don't know, Paul. It seems to me there's some trouble on the horizon.
Reasons to be watching very, very closely, and we certainly have been watching it closely as we write up our monthly sales reports and other reports analyzing what's happening in the industry. You're right, Bob. Leasing has gotten back up to numbers we haven't seen since before the last recession. The question is, how much are the automakers subsidizing those leases? Leases are not a bad deal for either consumer or car maker if they work right. But in many cases, automakers just bury huge incentives in there. And when the cars come back from lease, they're stuck with losses of thousands and thousands of dollars. Plus, they then have to take these nearly new vehicles and resell them. And that's where the industry could be getting into trouble.
So true. Folks can read more about it at thedetroitbureau.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some of the stars of the New York International Auto Show and also some other vehicles that Paul has perhaps driven in recent times and can tell us about. This is Auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Check it out. All kinds of information there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's talk about the New York International Auto Show. I missed my first one in 20 years. I normally do lots of broadcasting there, but this year I had to sit it out. I'll be back next year, no question about it. Let's talk about some of the performance stars. I'm excited about a number of these vehicles, including certainly one of my favorite sports cars in all of the world is the F-Type Jag. And for those of us who have had the opportunity to drive the SVR variant of its Land Rover, Range Rover model, that's an incredible machine. And now they've SVR'd the F-Type. What is already a tremendous machine has only gotten better.
Well, I've never thought of SVR as a verb before, Bob. Well, you know, I'll take it here because it's a good verb. SVR is the work of the Special Vehicle Operations, and it takes the various R models that we have from both Land Rover and from Jaguar, and take them up several orders of magnitude. I mean, this is just serious machine. 600-plus horsepower, 0 to 60 times before you blink, and a top speed of 205 miles an hour. And by the way, I hate to break this to you, Bob, but that 205 is only for the coupe version. You have to settle for slightly less than 200 miles an hour if you're going to get the convertible. I know that breaks your heart.
It does. Compromises. Let's talk about Al Oppenheiser and his team at Chevrolet, the Camaro team, the ZL1. I am so happy. I had heard rumors that it was not going to get this power plant, but it is indeed getting the LT4, which is the slightly detuned engine that we see in the Cadillac CTS-V. I had one of those for a week and was so impressed with it. And, of course, in full 650 horsepower form. This is the engine that resides in the Z06 Corvette. And the Z01, a 10-speed automatic transmission, which was put together a joint collaboration between GM and Ford, something that decades ago would have been totally unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? The idea of these guys working together on a new 10-speed gearbox. You will be seeing that gearbox in a number of vehicles coming out from GM. They said that they're going to have it on 10 new models in the near term. I'm sorry, six for the 10-speed. And we will see it on the Ford side going into the F-150, first of all. What's going to be the challenge, obviously, with that gearbox, Bob, is making sure that it is smooth, it doesn't spend a lot of time hunting as you're driving it. That's been a problem that some makers, including the folks over at Chrysler, have had with their 9-speed gearbox. But I will tell you what, I had the chance to go along for a ride in the new Camaro with the Z01 package, and it is an absolute blast. I didn't get much time in there. It was out at Spring Mountain Raceway out in the suburbs of Las Vegas, but it was just an absolute hoot. I mean, you know, this is a serious machine that you can use on street or on track.
Yeah, it looks like a great package. Nissan unveiled their next generation, the 2017 GTR. To me, they're doing a little bit of catch-up here in the power department. Certainly, this vehicle has an amazing all-wheel drive system, and it's certainly a supercar. Hasn't done quite as well here in North America as I think some might have expected, but certainly a great halo car for the Nissan brand.
Yeah, you're getting real supercar performance for a price that is far from what you would expect for a supercar. Tens of thousands of dollars less for the same level of performance that you would see from even some more mainstream high performance vehicles. It's a hoot. I really enjoy driving the GTR. It sounds like you did when you got your hands on one as well.
Absolutely. Another vehicle unveiled in New York was a new Audi R8. This is the Spider variant they showed in New York with a V10 power plant, and Audi continues to refine and do an outstanding job, as they always do, both inside styling and exterior styling. Well done.
Yeah, you know, this is another vehicle that just really has helped redefine the brand. As a matter of fact, Bob, I was talking with Scott Keogh, who heads Audi in North America, and he said something very interesting. When the R8 first came out, barely a decade ago here, they were struggling to sell 80,000 luxury cars a year in North America. You know, Audi had been struggling for decades because of that disaster, that scandal they had back in the 80s, which turned out not to be their problem, but it didn't matter. It just damaged their reputation. They are now selling 200,000 plus a year, and likely to be going for another record, certainly based on the sales they've had so far this year. The R8 is not the car that's going to be flying out the showrooms, at record pace. It's a niche product, even with all the variants. But it is such a halo car. It's really drawing people into the showrooms. And I have to say, you may have seen it on the site, on the DetroitBureau.com. We did a review just recently. I had a blast driving the new Audi A4. That car is everything you would expect in that compact luxury niche. Real breakthrough in safety technology, that virtual cockpit, which of course transforms your gauge cluster into a reconfigurable display, so you can have gauges, you can have your map, all sorts of things displayed there. It's a wonderful car, and it hints at the new directions Audi will be going in design in the next few years. You may recall the Prologue, that incredible concept vehicle. Well, stay tuned. We'll be seeing a new Audi A8 soon, which will almost directly lift the basic design from the Audi Prologue concept.
Very cool. Got to get your take on a very unusual vehicle. Didn't see this one coming. The 2017 Mazda MX-5 Miata RF. This is basically a Targa-topped variant of the very popular Miata or MX-5. What do you think, Paul?
I think it is just lovely. It was probably one of the biggest surprises at the New York show. I think two vehicles which we did not get clearly signaled. One was the Lincoln Concept for the Navigator. We had some rumors that it would be there, but it was a bit of a surprise. And the other was the Miata RF, as in retractable fastback, if you've been wondering what that stood for. It's not a full convertible. The flying buttresses remain in place, though it's very cool to watch them lift up as the rest of the top folds away. I got to tell you something. I think that the RF may be the sort of look that will get a lot more guys into the Miata line. You know, it's got a sort of reputation as being a little bit of a chick car. I think the RF is the vehicle that just has that machismo that they really needed to add to the Miata, which I don't think I know a single automotive journalist that doesn't love the Miata, and this just takes it up a step.
So true. Let's talk about the launch of a brand. We knew it was coming. Hyundai has decided to spin off. Genesis is a separate brand, of course. Right now they have the Equus, although that's not going to be around for long, and the regular Genesis, but they're going to keep it in-house. They're not going to have separate dealerships, but this is an interesting move by the Korean automaker.
Yeah, it is. Now, they have been talking since they brought out that original lineup of Genesis models, the coupe and the sedan, about the idea of launching a separate luxury mark. They finally have gone ahead and done it, along with an all-new nomenclature. So the old Equus will be the G90. The old Genesis sedan will be the G80. We just did a special report. I was able to get pretty much the full strategy. And if you go to the DetroitBureau.com, you'll get, you do a little search for Genesis, you'll find the entire insight. The good thing is we just saw a look at the G60 concept, which will become the next sedan. That'll be a 3-series fighter. There will be a spinoff of that, Bob, that will be an SUV, and there'll be another spinoff that will be a cool BMW 4-series coupe fighter. So look for that and a high-performance brand lineup to come from Genesis.
Fantastic. Everybody check out the DetroitBureau.com. Paul,
when we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.